You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, Burnaby, BC.
Cheese, please, yes. Cheese, please, you're so fine.
You want to listen all the time. Snarftude and Daffodil spin the hits. It's all cheesy music. They love it to bits. Well, Snarftude is the man in the band. Finding cheesy music is his only plan. Daffodil is sugar, but she's also spice. She might be saucy, but she can be pretty nice. All the cheesy music, they can scrounge. You'll hear the favorites in the Limburger Lounge. Playing all that is wacky, warped, and weird. Googling cheesy music is not to be feared. Celebrity slip-ups, polka, and more. There's even the stuff on the cutting room floor. There's weird instrumentals, people singing flat. So you know why we want to play that. Tornado on the radio, it flies by quick. All this cheesy music is kind of sick.
Cheese Please, in color. Here are your hosts, Snarftude and Daffodil.
Welcome once again in the bunker. It's another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarftude.
I guess that means I'm Daffodil.
Absolutely. And we're getting excited as we're about to go on the road in the not-too-distant future. We're cleaning up after all the cars have left the bunker, off to their owners for another fun-filled summer ride around wherever they ride around.
Motoring.
Motoring. Yes, that's an old word.
Yes, they're going motoring around.
Motoring.
Wherever it is they go.
That's so distinguished, Daffodil, saying you're not driving a car, you're motoring.
Well, considering they're introducing cars that drive themselves.
Yes.
Then you're being motored about.
Yeah, fine. Either way. Anyway, on the show this week, Warner Brothers Records in the early 1960s was on a comedy kick. They had success with Bob Newhart, Alan Sherman, and the lady we're going to play a little later on the show, Christine Nelson, had one album called Did You Come to Play Cards or Talk? Well, she comes to sing on our show this week. On top of that, in the Limburger Lounge, the Ackerman Orchestra and a short version of King of the Road. Hey,
we're glad it's short.
Tied into the motoring, eh? There you go. But this time around, to start off the show, we have Naomi Barfield playing with her organ. Coming up a little later, her organ cries. I just read, it's called crying organ, so I assume the organ cries. I don't know.
You're getting all tongue-tied because you're talking faster than your brain can think.
I know that. But we're starting off the show with Naomi Barfield and I'm Just a Nobody. No, you're somebody right here on
Cheese Please.
Thank you. your touch. Music-wise, radio means so much.
Barfield and Crying Organ.
That didn't sound like crying. It might have made me want to cry, but the song itself didn't sound like crying.
Okay. And before that, I'm just a nobody.
No, you're just somebody who shouldn't be playing the organ.
Come on. Really? It's Keith, please. We like that stuff. Right?
Well, yes.
My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are definitely listening to Cheese Please, the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
Every week, we continue now with a look at Christine Nelson's album, Did You Come to Play Cards or to Talk?
And we're not playing the song that's called Did You Come to Play Cards or to Talk, but...
Oh, well.
But we can talk a little bit about who she is.
Please.
Well, she was a singer and a comedian. She was born in 1926. She was featured as Katie Jones on the Ray Bolger Show.
Oh, that was the guy...
54-55.
That was the guy from The Wizard of Oz.
That is correct.
Yeah, he had a show, obviously.
She did. She performed with Milton Berle and Joey Bishop.
So she has some comedy chops.
On their TV shows, and then she was also on the old Hollywood Palace variety program.
Ah, okay. Variety was big in the 50s and 60s.
It was. And she was on an Alan Sherman album, as you mentioned earlier. She was credited on the album as Sarah Jockman.
Okay.
The album was My Son, the Folk Singer.
Gotcha.
And she did that while she was making her own album. So that's kind of why I think there's this tie-in between the two.
Yes, she was on the Alan Sherman album as Sarah Jockman, performed the song Sarah Jockman, and she promoted herself as the original Sarah Jockman to promote her album. I hope you're keeping score, card, Daffodil.
No, I am not keeping score at all.
Okay, we're going to play shortly Driving Test, but we're going to start off with her version of Sarah Jockman on her album on...
Jeez, Please!
Hello, Bella. It's me, Sarah. Listen, I'm phoning to tell you the game's at my house tonight. So you call Frieda and tell Frieda to call Rosie. And let Rosie call Zelda, because for her it's not a toll call. And make sure Rosie tells Zelda to call Sadie to have her bring the cards, okay? Goodbye.
Sarah. Sarah. Why did you invite the girls to play here tonight? They make such a mess, and you know how nosy they are. They're gonna ask a million questions.
Like what? guys too.
Sarah Jockman, so what's new? So what's new? How's by you the in-laws?
Acting like they're outlaws.
They're nice too.
They're nice too.
Sarah Jockman, how's by you? How's by you? How's that pregnant Carol?
Fatter than a barrel.
How's your cousin Donna?
She'll be maid of honor.
How's your brother Maury?
He's a different story.
How's your neighbor Natalie?
Just like Lady Chatterley.
How is Tonda Rhonda?
Riding on her Honda.
How is Marvin Cooper?
He's a party pooper.
How is Mrs. Levin?
Name the baby Kevin.
Do you swear to heaven?
That's it, Kevin Levin.
How's your cousin Herschel?
Very controversial.
How is Max the Fat Man?
Flying just like Batman.
How is Nutty Boo Boo?
Move to Honolulu.
How is Alan Sherman?
Sings like Ethel Merman.
How's your cousin Luba?
She took up the tuba.
How's your brother Georgie?
Probably at an orgy.
He's nice too. He's nice too. Sarah Jockman, how's by you? How's by you? Give regards to Lou now. Must say toodaloo now.
Give regards to Hi now. Gotta say goodbye now.
Toodaloo, toodaloo, toodaloo.
A show for the inner geek in all of us. Pocket protectors and all.
You are a strange little man.
Cheese, please.
Before I came to Hollywood, I didn't drive. They said I should. I'd have to take a driving test. If I decide to stay out west, who needs a car? I used to say, until I landed in L.A. I took one look and said, oy vey. Transit systems they ain't got, and a subway they ain't got. Buses do go, not where you go. Everybody lives so far, doesn't matter who you are. You're dead if you don't drive a car. Now, if I can only remember. Left is the clutch and right is the gas, and the brake pedal is just in between. Left is the clutch and right is the gas, and you stop on red and go on green. If they would give out medals for mixing up the pedals, I would have more than England's queen. Everyone on the road looks like they'll explode when I go on red and stop on green. There is an office in the town, where they told me with a frown, please sit down, I answer 20 questions with a yes or no. Then my inspector said, let's go. It can't be true, I passed the test, you really mean it, honestly. The one who passed the test was me, so after all, I'm not so dumb. As I am always told by some, how wonderful, I want to shout that something to write home about. Father, mother, did you hear I passed the test? Did you hear at last I passed the driving test? So tomorrow, I'll go out and buy a car. I'll go out and buy a shiny, pretty car, a lovely car, a compact car, just any car. The streets with the speed of a hearse. Too late I found out I was still in reverse. I got three tickets, yes, three in a row. One I got cause I was driving too slow. One I got later for failing to stop. And one cause I hit a cop. They took away my shiny car. I'm not in jail, at least so far. They took my driver's license too. So now there's just one thing to do. I must get married right away. my chauffeur every day, and from the back seat I can say, Seymour. Left is the clutch and right is the gas, and the brake pedal is just in between.
Keith, please, with Christy Nelson and Driving Test, and I don't think LA's gotten any better these days. And that's a telltale sign of Driving Test, too, anywhere you are, LA
true.
Or otherwise.
True.
And before that, we had Sarah Jockman and what it was like before the internet and social media, I think.
Absolutely.
And you have some more information about her.
Yeah, just a little blurby thing. I was popping around on the internet trying to find anything about her because, you know, she's so pre-internet, there's not a lot. Apparently, she was in an episode of 77 Sunset Strip.
Oh, okay.
And someone online commented that she stole the entire episode because she had such superb comic timing.
That's with Ed Burns, Mr. Hip Dude.
Yes.
That's a story in itself. Well, we're going to play one more song from her, from the album. We have Gripes on
Cheese Please.
All card players got gripes. It's a part of each and every game. Hear them sigh, hear them cry as the evening goes by. The conversation always sounds the same. I got gripes, you got gripes, we got plenty of gripes. Players can't conceal the way they feel. How they grin when they win, laugh and giggle with glee. And the losers holler, hurry up and deal. Goes, you bet, and all are staying. It's 10-1 that nobody knows what game they're playing.
Gripes, 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 everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone.
Sweet Violet, a winner from the beginning. Loaded with money from head to toe, but won't admit she's winning.
Gripes, 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 everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone.
I took the high hand and you took the low hand. But who gets the one chip remaining? Chip to you, or I'll never hear the end of your complaining.
Gripes, gripes, everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone. Gripes.
Don't bend the cards. Please don't bend the cards. I say this cards are clumsy paws. Always bend the cards.
Gripes, gripes, everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone.
I got three aces on the board. E-I-E-I-O. I'm betting like I'm Henry Ford.
E-I-E-I-O.
They all drop out, but Bella the she's got an inside straight to make, so why do I win when the hand is through? Bell is IOU.
Gripes, gripes, everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone.
So tomorrow I'm gonna quit playing. I have stood for my very last loss. I will take up a game that is gentle, like boxing or maybe lacrosse.
Gripes, gripes, everyone. Gripes, 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 everyone.
She'll be coming round the table serving beers. She'll be kibitzing and chewing off our ears. Confidentially, she boozes, so she never wins or loses, cause she hasn't played a hand for 13 years. You took my card away. You took my card away. I think you only stay to take my card away. Rose a dollar 20, Frieda lost a quarter, me I'm losing plenty. Everybody's crying when the evening is done, but if everybody's losing, tell me this, who won? You got gripes, I got gripes, all card players got gripes. It's a part of each and every game. Hear them sigh, hear them cry as the evening goes by. The conversation always sounds the same.
with Christy Nelson and Greitz, although I think it's called, well, I can't say the word, but it starts with the letter B these days, right?
Yes.
Back then it was Greitz, and no matter what you say in the human condition, we'll always gripe about things.
Nobody's ever completely happy.
No.
If you're completely happy, you probably should go see a doctor. There might be something wrong with you.
So that's a timeless classic, but you have a sad note on Christine Nelson.
Yeah, she died in 1988.
Aw, wow.
She was survived by one daughter named Chrissy.
Awesome.
Must have been named after her.
So she was like in her 60s when she passed away.
She was in her 60s when she passed away.
Wow, what a legacy, though. That's a great album. So if you have a chance to find the album online or that, you can hear the whole thing, but that's just a sample as we like to look at forgotten albums, you might say, wherever we can find them.
People who should have been bigger than they were. Like in the online forum I found where they talked about her being on 77 Sunset Strip.
Right.
They also said they didn't understand why she didn't become a huge second banana on a comedy show.
Well, that's true. I mean, she worked with some of the greatest, though. You know, Milton Berle, you mentioned earlier, and
can you just imagine with her timing if she'd have been on the Lucille Ball show?
Oh, wow.
Or had become a semi-regular on the Carol Burnett show.
Wow, yeah.
Like she had the chops to do those things.
Oh, definitely. I wonder what happened. Egos got in the way, maybe.
Egos or, you know, having babies or, you know, all the things that, you know, sideline people.
Exactly. My name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and we need to move on.
Move on to what?
This.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Yes, I thought I'd let you say what this is, so to speak.
That's fine.
Yeah. We're ending on... Well, no, no.
No, no, no. This is the Limburger Lounge. We're not at the end. You just think we're at the end.
I'm looking at the wrong clock. I'm sorry. It's that clock to tell me this, and that clock is in another time zone or something. I don't know. Anyway, we're looking in the Limburger Lounge. We have the Ackerman Orchestra, and a classic, some 1965-ish, was a hit for Roger Miller called King of the Road.
And this is like the truncated, super short version.
Yes, that is, well, deserving to be in the Limburger Lounge by the Ackerman Orchestra. On?
Cheese, please!
Sailor for a sailor rent. Room still at 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom by the 8 foot 12 for baby mama.
None other than the Ackerman Orchestra and King of the Road, the fast version, I think.
I like it.
Yes.
I was singing along.
This is catchy.
I like it. It's catchy.
That's got the feeling of, you know, just jumping back and forth and looking totally goofy as that's playing in the background.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. It makes me want to dance like a Muppet. Does that make sense?
Listening to our theme song makes me want to dance like a Muppet.
Okay.
I do it in my chair at the beginning of every show. It gets me all hyped up and ready to go.
Well, the AI will be very happy to hear that.
I think it's the fabulous lyrics.
Who wrote those?
I don't know.
Oh, well, anyway. Yeah, look, it's almost time to leave. Again.
And by that, he doesn't mean the end of the show, folks. He means leaving the bunker.
Well, that too, but I was thinking about it's almost, the show's almost over, and it's like, wow, that was quick. But you we're planning to leave the bunker and get back into the van.
Well, we got to go find more cheese, or there'll be no more new shows.
I know, but I don't know. I don't have a firm date yet, but we'll figure it out. We got to get the van gassed up and...
It's got to get its road test, and it's got to be inspected.
Yes, we always go out with safety first, you know. We have to inspect the van and clean up the bunker here. All the cars are gone. It's a little echoey in the other rooms. And
then the crew comes in, and they paint everything, and they fix the floors, and they clean everything. It's great.
And usually that's when we're gone, but apparently I got a note the other day saying they may be coming in about a couple of weeks before we leave or something like that. I don't know. Maybe a couple days. In a couple days, now that I think about it, maybe that's it.
You should actually read the notes people send you.
I don't do that. I just glance it over and get the rough gist of it and hope for the best.
All right. Hit the tube button.
Here we go. Oh, I'm in it up. Okay, here it is. I went back to paper. That iPad didn't work out well.
No, because it cracked.
Exactly.
He broke my iPad, folks.
We're ending off the show with Motorcycle Tico and the Triumphs. Until next week, folks.
Have fun. Stay cheesy.
Baby, don't you know me? I'm cool, going yeah, 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 yeah. A motorcycle.
Cheese, please. Your weekly sample of DeWacky, DeWarped, and DeWeird was produced by Snarf Dude and Daffodil. It was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.
You're listening to CJS.